And on the line we've got Anna Bozzi, who's director of the First Nations Writer Festival up in Townsville. G'day, Anna. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Annie?
I'm good. This is quite an interesting adventure that you've got yourself involved in. You started it 3 years ago, didn't you?
4 years ago. This is our fourth festival, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 4 years old.
Yeah, that's So tell us about how it all began, because you're really the person who put the kindling together and made it into a fire, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Look, I retired and I went searching for some Australian Pacific books to read, because I've only ever listened to the radio and read books. I've never had a TV. And I couldn't really find any. You know, I thought there'd be a huge number because they tell the most amazing stories. So I thought, well, that's okay. We'll have a festival, you know, and get people to send in manuscripts.
as you do. You're obviously a real goer.
And we'll publish them. You know, we'll publish them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if no one
right.
else is publishing, we will publish their stories. And the most important part is, no offence to any other publishers out there, we'd love you to take up, you know, the books that we've got. We do it in their own voice. So we don't, what we call, whitewash the stories. We don't commercialise them. We don't say, oh, take this out, put this in. We just publish the stories with a light line edit and put them out there, yeah.
Well, it's an interesting concept because books are not the normal vehicle for a lot of these stories, are they?
No, they're not. No, oral. Everything's been oral history for a long time. And I think if I could just rate the contrast between, of course, other history has been written and believed because there's been nothing to compare it to. And these books are, of course, providing comparisons. I'm not saying one is right and the other is wrong. We're just saying here are some stories from the people, directly from the people.
Well,
and they're filled with culture.
Yeah, yeah, because I noticed, I mean, your background is various, isn't it? Because I noticed that last year, many of the people who will be there this time who received accolades and got their work published were actually from Papua New Guinea.
That's right. Most of the books that we've done have been from Papua New Guinea, but of the, if you talk about just the greater Pacific, of the 15 million people out there, 10 of them come from Papua New Guinea. And of the nearly 2,000 different cultures, including Australia, and languages, which is what drives a different culture, then what you actually have is 800 of them are in Papua New Guinea. So it's not surprising that you would get more from Papua New Guinea than we do from others. We get Solomon Islands, we've published books from there, and short stories. We've done Fiji, Solomon Islands and so forth. This year we've got a book from the mountain people of the Philippines.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Because you're also making sure that short story form and poetry and song are being a given space.
Yes, not song so much. I'd love to do song. I was just listening to the last song that you had on, and I thought, oh, that's fabulous. I know it's from Tunisia, I think you said. But we just can't expand any further. So what we're focusing on is each festival so far, we've showcased an art form. This year we're doing weaving because,
oh, wow.
Of course, everyone in the Pacific is a weaver, whether it's boats, billums, bags, you know, food plates, houses. So and that's been a huge success so far. So that's a particular showcase we've got this year when we, you know, kind of expand the product that we're putting out there for people to consider.
Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. I've just been reading a book It's a novel, but it's set in Laos in the 1970s, and part of the storyline was about the woven cloth that told stories.
That's right. I mean, everything. If you look at if I could take it back maybe to a billum, that's from Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
Every billum has the story of the ancestors in it. So if you're in Papua New Guinea and you're walking along and someone's carrying a billum, which they all do, it will have the history of that person, their family, their village, their region. So, yes, they all tell a story. And it's the same with the houses. You know, each area will have a different style of weaving to make the house, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. That you just opened my mind then.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, we should go back to the practicalities of your initiative. It goes over 2 days, doesn't it? And it's not just, you said you only listen to radio and you don't have TV, but you do embrace online.
Well, I've never been on socials before, but I am now. Goodness gracious. And the other thing is, what last year, for the first time, we actually broadcast the five-hour talk fest, as we call it, around the Pacific. And we had over 260 people watch the whole 5 hours.
Oh, fantastic.
And we've had another nearly 50, I think. I haven't had a look for a while, but nearly 50 watch it since then. And I think that's a powerful tool for us to get it out to as many people as possible. And so that's kind of great. But we're all amateurs, you know. We're all just wandering around doing our amateurish thing. And some very prominent Sydney marketer, said to me, the numbers you're getting are just astounding, like on our socials. And I said, well, you know, and he said, you know what it is? He said, because it's real.
Well, that's the truth of the matter. So it's the 30th of May and the 31st of May. If you're in Townsville, it's the Supper Club for Networking Opportunities, and the 31st, launch of 8 new books, 9 award-winning authors, and the awards ceremony. So tell us about the 8 new books.
That we're launching.
Yeah. Oh, that's God. Pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, well, that's the ones that were awarded prizes last year, prize packages, as we call them. So they get a small amount of money, like the upfront, and we then publish their books at no cost to them.
Yeah, which is great.
And, yeah, we take very minimal royalties. So royalties mostly go to them. But the books, we've got Richard Napam and his book Stunned by Light. That is an intricate story of his of a village over the arc of the whole life of one particular family. It's incredible. It's a beautiful book to read. There's another one called There's a Love Story. I mean, we have so many fabulous books. There's a Love Story by Arnold Mundua. Then we've got a trilogy by Barker Bina. He's written. It's covered. It reports over 90 days of arranging a bride, and then arranging a wedding, and all the gossip and all the fighting and all that. And I thought it sounded just like, you know, the just like the weddings that go on in, I don't know,
everywhere.
Eastern suburbs. Yeah, but
You'll have to get a book about someone important dying because that's also the same thing.
Yes, exactly. Same fighting, infighting.
And people going ballistic and weird.
But it's so much nicer because this is in a village, you know,
yeah.
And you've got moo-moos and you've got all the cultural issues that come out when you actually go to find a bride and you find one and then you come together and what happens. So, but that's over 90 days. We've got a book that is being officially launched this year but came out a little bit earlier by, it's a absolutely amazing fantasy novel by John Khoury, and it's called, I can see it, I've just been doing some work on it, Perugal, P-O-R-U-G-L. And, you know, it should be a movie.
Yeah.
It's so good. And yeah. I don't read fantasy. And when I was reading this book, I was reaching for my arrows, you know. And, and no, I don't have any arrows. So it was, yeah, it's really engaging.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. This particular First Nations Writers Festival is going to be live streamed, and that was the point of that discussion. So people
can
be there. No.
Yeah.
No, that was me saying, being radio. That's all right. You've been nothing but interesting, I'll have to say, Anna.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for talking to us.
You're so dull, Anna. Okay.
No,
you
thanks.
And charming Annie.
Thanks very much for talking to us today.
Okay, bye.
Bye.